Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Malcolm in the Middle is returning for a 4-episode revival on Disney Plus. It is going to feature the original stars Frankie Muniz, Bryan Cranston, and Jane
Kazmarek.
I was going to say it really? Wrong, Carl.
Yeah. They're getting Judge to come back for that? The Judge?
Yeah.
I'm stunned. As great a career as he's had since then, he would come back
but
to that
silly
show.
But that was his start. He appreciates that. And he's really funny.
How old is Frankie Muniz now?
He's a race car driver.
He is
39
a race car driver.
Years old.
Wow.
He quit acting and raced cars.
And they've lured him back. There are no new ideas in Hollywood, are there?
No, none. But if you... That show's really well-loved
That's true. There's a generation that loved it, and they'll all tune in just to see those three people on the screen.
It's only four episodes.
Yeah.
Take that paycheck.
Boy Meets World coming back.
Ethan said, what about the other three brothers?
Yeah, they never mentioned if they're coming back.
No mention yet.
Uh-oh. They're in rehab somewhere. Go ahead.
It looks like Walmart is going to be testing body cameras on some employees to enhance security following a rise in violent incidents at its stores. The pilot program, it was spotted down in Texas, aims to protect workers rather than deter shoplifting. Walmart confirmed the trial, noting it will evaluate the results before deciding on broader implementation.
Thank goodness. What's taking them so long?
What's it really going
to
do, though?
I can't blame them. The thing is, there has to be a lot of cameras that are pointing
They've
every direction.
They've got cameras all over the place.
They do.
Maybe with these body cameras, you'll be able to pick up specific audio if what there's a person screaming at them and then attacking them.
Or what you'll be able to do is have an easier excuse to fire the employee for violating store policy that says if you see somebody blatantly steal something, you're not allowed to say anything to them. And then if you say something, they fire the employee instead of penalizing the criminal. That's what I worry about.
What's that page on? Is it Facebook? Is it People of Walmart?
Yeah.
Yes.
People of Walmart.
There was a great song about that one time. I've got it somewhere. It's pretty
It's
funny.
Very interesting.
Yes.
I don't think I followed anymore, but yeah.
I worked there for a long time. Rumors are swirling on social media that Costco may switch its food court soda offerings. They're going to go from Pepsi to Coca-Cola in early 2025. The Costco Insider Instagram account and Reddit users claim the new lineup would include Coke Zero, Diet Coke, and Sprite. Costco previously switched from Coke to Pepsi about a decade ago, and speculation suggests financial reasons might drive the potential flip-flop. However, these reports remain unconfirmed. So,
wow.
If you love your $1.50 hot dog and Coke or Pepsi.
Just trade back and forth because Pepsi says, okay, your contract's up. We'll pay you more dollars than Coke would pay you. I'm
sure.
It's got to be all it is, right?
Yeah.
Just a dollar.
Is there really that big of a difference taste-wise?
Yes.
Clearly, there are strong feelings about that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So which is better?
Depends.
Coke.
What do you mean, it depends?
I'm a Pepsi fan, personally.
Which flavor you get?
Regular
that
Pepsi.
Is kind of true.
Wild cherry Pepsi is better than cherry Coke.
Agreed.
But I like Coke better.
I just don't drink enough soda.
Good.
Not enough electrolytes.
Probably good.
It looks like Wikipedia's most visited pages of 2024 reveal a mix of global interests, the U.S. politics, pop culture, and international events dominating the search.
I was going to use this for real or fake on the 30th.
Well, sorry, Carl.
Too late. Go ahead, though.
The top page was deaths in 2024. It received over 44 million views, continuing its trend as a yearly leader.
Deaths?
Like,
they
who died
know who
in
died.
2024.
Okay.
Other topics that were popular included Kamala Harris. She was number two. The 2024 U.S. presidential election. That was number three. And Donald Trump came in at number five.
Can I just point something out? Wikipedia is not a source for information. It's not.
But
you can edit it.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I know, but like, here's the thing about it. When you Google something, a question, one of the first responses that pops up is always what Wikipedia says about it, which is the least reliable bit of information you could ever gain in your life, because any schmuck could go in and edit it. You have no idea who put that information in there. You don't want to walk into an argument armed with something from Wikipedia, for God's sake. What's wrong with people?
But you can get to other sources from Wikipedia. Oh.
I'm sorry. That's discouraging. That's a sign of Armageddon, that people are using Wikipedia as a primary source of information.
A lot of my kids do, cents. Though. Like,
I
when
know.
They do their, like, research papers
but
and stuff.
Wikipedia
people,
says,
people get their news from TikTok.
Well, I know. And MSNBC, for that matter. Yeah.
A study by IC Cars reveals the best time to buy a new or a used car, not a new car, but a new used car for you, I guess, is on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, with a 47.9% higher chance of finding deals compared to the yearly average. So if you're in the looking for a used car, it's coming up.
So it's the last day of the month and the last day of the year.
They're desperate to make the sale.
That's their end of year final day.
Well, I've always heard it's better to go at the end of the month because they're trying to meet the quota, and so they're more willing to negotiate with you, to work with you.
It's absolutely the truth, but you don't know if their fiscal quarter ended in September or October. I mean, the last day of the year may not be the last day of their fiscal quarter. Who knows?
Just want to get this one out there. A new LendingTree study reveals that 82% of full-time workers who asked for a raise this year received one, while 66% got a raise without asking.
Wow.
Most raises were under $5,000, with 25% receiving between $5,000 and $10,000. Men were more likely to request raises than women, but both genders had similar success rates, about 63 to 67%. Gen Z employees led in raise requests, with 50% asking for more money.
And hey, 100% Steve, were outside
I'm not
of radio.
Saying,
are you listening? Are you listening?
Steven
Everyone Moore. Wants a raise.
See what I'm just saying? Right there. 99% of those were outside of the communications business. But go ahead.
And a quick funny one. A 58-year-old Virginia hunter, his name was Lester Harvey Jr. He died after a bear fell on him during a hunting trip. This happened on December 9th. Harvey and his group tracked a bear that climbed a tree, and as they walked away, another hunter shot the bear, causing it to fall from the tree and land on Harvey, who was standing nearby.
I mean, tragic,
but there is
a bit of irony there, I guess. You were trying to kill the bear. The bear died, but the bear took you out in the way.
It's like when you're hit by a blimp. Like, what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, this is true. Unless you're blimp hunting.
But as we all do from time to time, Mark.
Of course.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.